It's a Gate City clash on this final Friday night in September as the Grimsley Whirlies visit the Northwest Guilford Vikings in our high school football game of the week on WSJS Sports. Hi, everybody, and welcome to R.L. Billings Stadium in Greensboro, North Carolina. Grimsley wearing white jerseys with navy blue numbers outlined in dark gray. They have dark gray pants and white helmets with the Georgia-style G on each side. Northwest Guilford is wearing red jerseys with black pants and red helmets, and they have the Minnesota Vikings-style horns on each side of the helmet in white. Grimsley won the opening coin toss. They have deferred to the second half, so Northwest Guilford will be receiving the opening kickoff. Colin Prego approaches the ball, and here we go from Greensboro in this Metro 4A matchup. Grimsley trying to extend their series of streaks. 14 consecutive wins, 10 consecutive conference wins, and six straight road victories. On third down, Barnett fires right, has Jael Melton along the far sideline, and now he races across the 40, across the 45, 50. He has a blocker with him, inside the 30, inside the 20, cuts to the middle. He's going to go all the way down to the one-yard line, and he is tripped up just shy of the goal line. Jael Melton nearly broke it. He goes 84 yards. Grimsley sprints to the line of scrimmage on first and goal. Hand off to Melton. He does the rest. Touchdown, Grimsley. Jael Melton, after that 84-yard reception, takes it the 1 yard he needed for the score, and the Whirlies are on the board first. Colin Prego on for the extra point. Right-footed kicker, snap placement, kick is on the way, end over end, and it is good inside the right upright. So with 9:09 to go in the first quarter, Grimsley, the defending state 4A champions, with a 7-0 lead over Northwest Guilford. End over end kick by Colin Prego, carrying Bristol Carter back to the 9-yard line. He has it. Carter with speed, cuts in the middle of the field, across the 20, 25, 30, up to the 40-yard line. Now it's a foot race down the far sideline, and Carter gets brought down from behind at the Grimsley 40. Now third and goal from the 3-yard line. Ballou in the shotgun, hands it off, up the middle. Xavier Simmons into the end zone, touchdown Northwest Guilford. The Vikings with a huge answer. Coming on for the extra point is Cameron Tippett. He is 15 of 16 on point after tries this season. Snap placement, kick is on the way. It is end over end. It has plenty of distance, and it is right down the middle and good. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter in the Oak Ridge section of Greensboro. We've got a good one going on so far, as right now 4-0 Grimsley and 3-1 Northwest Guilford are tied at 7. Now on second down and 10, handoff. Gaudette has a big hole up across the 35, 40-yard line, up to the 45. And finally brought down at the 47-yard line. Third down and 27 for Northwest Guilford from the Grimsley 39-yard line. And now Tanner Ballou back to throw. Looks, he's going to fire it deep. Going for the far sideline. Leaping catch made inside the 5-yard line. What a grab made by Bristol Carter as he outleaped the defender. Northwest Guilford going with the bigger package. Tanner Ballou hands it off. Xavier Simmons up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown Northwest Guilford. Simmons with his second rushing touchdown of the day, and the Vikings have their first lead of the night. Good snap and placement. Kick is on the way. It is up, and it is good. And with 11:50 to go in the first half, Northwest Guilford leads Grimsley 14-7. Third down and 4 from the 44. Barnett looks, fires over the middle, has a man. Tyson Resper makes a catch, loses the football, and it's picked up by Northwest Guilford. Tyson Resper made the grab, and as he was trying to make a move to get more first down yardage, the ball popped out as he was hit with a shoulder. Ballou rolling out on first down. Looks, lobs it for the far sideline, and I believe that pass was intercepted. Stretching out and making the pick was Grimsley, and hauling it in was Jordan Watkins, the outside linebacker. Alonzo Barnett once again in the shotgun. Two wide receivers out to the left. On second down, draw handoff. Jael Melton running left. Tries to get to the outside and does. Racing along the far sideline and now cuts back to the inside. Breaking out of more tackles and all the way down to the 5-yard line. Out of the shotgun on second down and goal. Now Barnett takes a snap. Quick roll out to his right. Looks, surveying the field. Now Barnett doubling back to his left. He has some running room. Gets to the 5-yard line. Cuts back inside. Dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Grimsley. Colin Prego on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Alonzo Barnett. Kick is up and good inside the left upright. And with 6:36 to go in the first half, Grimsley and Northwest Guilford deadlocked at 14. First down and 10. A bounce snap. It bounces off of a leg. Jumping on top of it is Grimsley. And they have the fumble recovery. The bad snap victimizes Northwest Guilford this time, and Nick Richardson, the 6'2", 235-pound senior, jumps on top of it for the turnover. Back to throw is Barnett. wants the slip screen, has a man, catch made, up across the 45, 50-yard line. Now it's a foot race. Terrell Anderson into the secondary, all the way down inside the 35 and 30-yard line, and tripped up from behind at the 25 of Northwest Guilford. Under 30 seconds, no timeouts for the Whirlies on second and goal. Handoff, Jahiel Melton rumbles up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Grimsley. Jahiel Melton was able to step out of the first tackle, and he was able to take it across for yet another score. And right now at halftime, Grimsley holding on to the lead is 21-14 over Northwest Guilford. On third down, Melton gets the handoff, running right, has an opening, gets through across the 40, across the 30-yard line, and tripped up from behind at about the 26 of Northwest Guilford. Making the touchdown saving tackle was Xavier Simmons. Now after the penalty on second down and four, running up the middle is Jakarion Maynard. He breaks a tackle inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown Grimsley. And now with 8:39 to go in the third quarter, the double whammy happened for Grimsley. They got the touchdown just before halftime, and they score on the opening possession of the third quarter, and now they have opened up a two-score lead, 28-14. Again, Grimsley showing blitz. They'll peel back into his own this time as Ballou drops back to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to go down for the sack. Tamori Thompson, for the first time tonight, comes in and brings him down. Barnett back to throw, has time in the pocket, has all day, connects with Nolan Albright along the far sideline, inside the 35-yard line, 30-yard line, and brought down at the 28-yard line of Northwest Guilford. That time, Barnett had all day to survey the defense. Now first down and 10 from the Northwest 29. It is Barnett keeping himself after faking the handoff, and Barnett bursts into the secondary, inside the 10, inside the 5, diving, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Grimsley. Alonzo Barnett on the zone read option takes it 29 yards for the score. Snap placement, kick is up end over end, and it is no good. It missed wide left just outside the upright. Right now with 4:16 to go in the third quarter, Grimsley now taking control. It's 34-14. Barnett again in the gun. Helmet high snap. Hands it off. Jahiel Melton starts out the middle. Now bounces to the outside and races along the far sideline. Across the 40, 35, and tripped up from behind and brought down inside the 30 at the 28. Now Barnett brings his team to the line of scrimmage on first and goal. Hand off Jahiel Melton up the middle, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Grimsley. That's the hat trick of touchdowns for Jahiel Melton, his third one tonight. Colin Prego missed wide left just a moment ago. Now this kick is up and over end, and it is no good. Again, it missed wide left. And with 2:35 to go in the third quarter, it's now Grimsley in charge. The defending state 4A champions leading Northwest Guilford 40-14. And that last touchdown might have been the final straw for some of the red and black clad fans here. They're heading for the exits as well as some of the students. Ballou takes a snap, drops back to throw, looks, fires a seam route, pass is intercepted. Stepping in front is Grimsley, and they're going back the other way. Up across the 40, up to the 50-yard line, staying in bounds along the far sideline, racing down the far sideline with a convoy of blockers, going all the way for a touchdown are the Whirlies. Antoine Shaw with the pick six. Grimsley's going to go for two here. Alonzo Barnett standing in the shotgun, hands it off. Jahiel Melton running up the middle, and he gets into the end zone. Time will wind down to the end of the third quarter here in the Oak Ridge section of Greensboro. The defending state 4A champions taking control of this one. Grimsley leading Northwest Guilford 48-14. Here comes the blitz from Grimsley on second and 11, and it's going to collapse and bring down Tanner Ballou in the backfield as about five white jerseys all converged on the Northwest Guilford quarterback for the sack. First down and 10. Might be a free play here. Northwest Guilford flinched across the line as the handoff goes up the middle, inside the 10, inside the 5. And Jahiel Melton very nearly reached the end zone once again on second down and goal. They'll hand it off again. Jahiel Melton into the secondary, lowers the shoulder, bangs his way forward inside the 5-yard line, and he's in. Touchdown, Grimsley. That's touchdown number 4 for Jahiel Melton tonight, and the Whirlies have cracked the 50-point mark. And with 7:28 to go, double nickels for Grimsley. They lead 55-14 over Northwest Guilford. Tanner Ballou drops back to throw out of the shotgun on second down and 9, going for the home run ball, fires deep, catch made inside the 10-yard line. Nice grab made by Trenton Cloud as he gets brought down at the Grimsley 6. And now Ballou out of the shotgun on first and goal, throws over the middle, catch made, touchdown Northwest Guilford. Trent Cloud with his 6th receiving touchdown of the season, and the Vikings have something to feel good about here in the fourth quarter. That will do it here at R.L. Billings Stadium in Greensboro as the Grimsley Whirlies win their 15th consecutive game, surging to a 55-21 victory over Northwest Guilford.